Matthew Van Wyk asked Nigel Fair from the University of New South Wales Institute for Cyber Security what exactly this joint operation between the AFP and ASD could accomplish.
The idea of the task force is to use the collective powers of both organisations and the collective brain. So you've got police, which can undertake criminal investigations and have the powers around that statute. And then you've got the Australian Signals Directorate, and their mandate is to work on criminal targets offshore. So when you put them together, you've got a fair bit of firepower.
And are they able to work more effectively with international agencies than if they were just working by themselves separately?
I think so. We need a joined-up approach. They both have their own relationships with their respective partnerships or organisations, I should say, overseas. So it kind of makes sense.
There's been more data released by the hackers today in the Medibank data breach. Would this partnership be able to retrieve this data back, or is the genie basically out of the bottle in this situation?
For this matter, the genie is well and truly out of the bottle, and unfortunately, that's how it rolls.
And how sophisticated are the criminal organisations behind these data breaches? Are they just one person in a room, or are they much more sophisticated, complex organisations?
Well, it's assumed that this is done by the criminal group called Revolts, and they're a group of around 12 to 15 affiliates, and then there's some loose people affiliated again around that. So we don't know who behind it is the actual people doing it, but criminals come and go, and they work together on a needs basis.
And do these kind of span multiple countries, or are they all located in one sort of place or region?
Yeah, I think that's the hardest part to work out. And one of the things we don't know and need to do a lot more work on is finding geographically where all these cyber criminals are.
We've had a lot of high-profile data breaches in the last month in Australia. Is Australia or Australian companies particularly vulnerable when it comes to cybersecurity?
Well, the only reason our companies are vulnerable to these breaches is because the organisations themselves don't put appropriate resources into their risk management and controls. And until boards of directors and their risk and audit committees understand that, we're just going to keep on going. And really, that's the reason when the Medibank, Maddie, when you look at it, their risk and audit committee should have already resigned.
The government is considering making the payment of ransoms illegal in Australia. Would this help in any way to stem the cybersecurity threats and cybercrime that we're seeing in Australia?
We need a lot of carrot and a lot of stick to improve organisational cybersecurity posture. We need the fines from the notifiable data breach scheme to start being used. We also need government assistance. We need a combination of measures.
And what would this look like?
Well, so it's, as I mentioned, it's the using the current fines we've got now and then increasing those fines also, because none of them have been used to date. But it's also the Australian government providing advice and support in risk management practices and processes to organisations.
So with this new partnership between the Australian Federal Police and the Australian Signals Directorate, would it help to address the issues with Australia's cybersecurity infrastructure? And would it help to prevent further cybercriminal attacks?
I don't know if it'll prevent that many. It's been tried before. I was a member of what's called the Australian High Tech Crime Centre 20 years ago, and it was exactly the same partnership. So there's nothing that new or novel about this, but anything that we can do to disrupt the activities of criminals is a good thing.
Nigel Fair from the University of New South Wales Institute of Cyber, speaking there with Matthew Van Wyk.